Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. A victory Monday. We're getting a little spoiled. 7 wins.
Yeah, we are spoiled. 6 in a row. A nice little 6-pack at the Pats Packy. But did you hear, though, even though I know, you know, Drake was a little sensitive to us, you know, asking about things that went wrong, and Vrabel defended it. This, you know, we're going to learn from victory, not in defeat, and don't you ever think that we're not going to celebrate these. Diggs, in his very up-and-down postgame, because he's dropping S-bombs, and he's psyched that they won, and he loved that his girlfriend Cardi B was there. We're going to have a tea party. But then he also said it was a win that felt like a loss.
Yes, and he also said playing quarterback is hard as bleep.
Yeah.
And he would just run around if he was quarterback.
He's not wrong.
I've never really understood that phrase, but we don't need to get into that right now because, I mean, you get it. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock, 3 hosts, Dan Ball chipping in. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green Night Team!
Ready!
Just count three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or playing your position as hard as blank, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday. Three of us will present our stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready?
I am.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
You know what time it is? It is time for a little naive, gullible Andy to make an appearance because we are on the verge of cold, what is it? Hot stove season. I almost called it cold stove season because I'm used to recent Red Sox off
seasons. No, that's your house because you won't turn the heat on.
Hot stove season. Bregman has officially opted out. Free agency starts on Thursday. The Red Sox have money to spend. They have a blueprint if you want to look in the division. What the Blue Jays did, pun intended, going to the World Series and being basically a hit away from winning the World Series. That can be you, John Henry. That can be you, Boston Red Sox. I don't know what they're going to do, but I am choosing Dan Ball to go into the offseason with some optimism. I think they're going to get a starting pitcher who is the number two guy in their rotation. Joe Ryan, maybe. Someone else, maybe. And then I think they are going to get a big bat. The one thing I disagree with my buddy Ted Johnson on, I want Bregman back, and then I want a big bat. I want Bregman part of this team. Then whether it's Schwarber, Alonso, some Tatis for my guy Dan Ball, someone we don't see coming. This is going to be a fun offseason because, Fitzy, before things begin is when you have hope. And I'm hopeful that there's reason for me to have faith in John Henry.
You know, actually, I pulled into Bregman's. It's a department store in the nicer part of town. And then I just turned around. I'm all set. I don't think I need to go shopping there.
You don't want Bregman
Whoa,
anymore?
Whoa, no set. Kidding.
Nah, hot take Fitzy. He hates Bregman.
All right. Well, no. Now, see, you took it. I didn't say hate. I just said I'm all set.
But what do you know? You don't know what the price is.
He wants 6 years. He's letting Boris push for 6 years, probably between 30 and 35.
How do you
he
know?
Is not worth, I don't, I, the, did you miss the word probably? That was sort of like the disclaimer.
But let's.
I'm taking an educated guess. Six years, $200 million for Bregmania to spend a quarter of the season on the disabled list, power numbers down, leadership, maybe dead. I'm not in.
Yeah, I do not want 6 years, $200 million for Alex Bregman.
Nice. But do you really believe that contract's out there, though?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't think there's any shot in hell. I think it's going to be a little bit north of half that he's going to end up. I think something in like the $120 million range.
For how many years? Four?
Probably like four for 120, something like that.
Let him go.
You wouldn't sign him to four for 120?
Let him go.
Oh, I would. I'd keep him. I think the value. We all saw there's two things we saw. We all saw the value of Alex Bregman at his best, both on and off the field. And then we saw an old guy at the end of the season coming off an injury who you're like, oh, that guy's a $40 million a year player. And it's we got to kind of blend those two things. Maybe he's not the perfect saint that he was for portions of the season.
Oh, no, he's a great guy. It seems he's a great guy, an all-in teammate. Everyone loves him. I'm sure they'd love to keep him around. But to me, like, you know, if I get a chance to, okay, I'd take the 38 home runs that Pete Alonso hit as opposed to, like, let's say he's looking for a comparable deal. I would take Pete Alonso, put him at first base, tell Casas to, I don't know, you know, go sell the nail polish on the Pacific in the Pacific Northwest for all I care. That's what I want. I want a power hitting first baseman. I don't want to worry about who's less injury prone. Somebody that feels like a better fit. And you know what else? Because you're not paying Devers, you should also have extra money. Why not Pete Alonso and Schwarber? I choose violence. I choose money.
Okay, that's fine. If you're going to do both those guys, yes, yeah. I can lose Bregman to sign, but I think there's zero chance you get both of those guys. And you're little like, I'd rather have Alonso than it doesn't have to be an either or. Literally, if you just fill slots, they have Bregman's slot now open for $40 million a year, and they have Devers' slot now open for $30 million a year.
Well,
so there are $70 million a year open.
You got an outfield full of gold glovers, so obviously you're not going to displace any of them.
Yeah.
I think you get a first baseman and a DH. And then you put Marcelo Meyer over third.
Whoa, he stays there. DH? What about my guy Yoshida?
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Can he at least DH the games in Toronto?
No, you'll see him again in the World Baseball Classic next spring. I want Schwarbombs again.
Something you guys got to factor in as well is that your extension for Garrett Crochet and your extension for Roman Anthony are eating up a decent chunk of that $70 million you're talking about. Uh-huh. So the amount of room between where you are right now and where the luxury tax number is not quite as big of a gap as you would think. Also, breaking about 10 minutes ago, Lucas Giolito has declined his side of the mutual agreement they had. He is also a free agent.
Ooh. Fine. You know what? Take the $20 million we gave you when you had to rehab your gimpy arm and go sign somewhere else.
Yeah, so much for I'm having more fun playing baseball here than
everyone's
anywhere
else. Everyone's had Bregman. Oh, I always wanted to play in Boston. This is so great. Lucas Giolito. Oh, I've never had more fun than in Boston. So much so that I'm going to opt out and go get more money somewhere else.
Just
or at least so I think.
Opt out doesn't mean they're gone.
No, it's true.
Guys are jumping ship a little bit, although it does
get
feel like
here.
They're jumping ship a little bit as well.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I want people that never wanted to leave in the first place or that want, like, I'll tell you what, a successful offseason for me, Pete Alonso, trade for Joe Ryan, let's go.
How about Schwarber and Bichette? So Schwarber.
Talk to me, Goose.
Wow.
And Bichette. We like that?
Yeah. I mean, that's your.
$70 million right there.
That's your new. I guess you're starting shortstop unless you put him at second.
I think
the Blue Jays were.
Potentially at second base, and Marcelo Meyer plays third. And yes. I thought he looked great at third
he
at
did.
Times last year. And there's your infield, and bye bye, Bregman.
The Trey Turner deal. I think the Bichette deal is probably going to have to mirror the Trey Turner deal, Dan. And if I'm not mistaken, that was like. I want to say 9 for $300. Like, it was pricey.
Yeah, try 11 for $300.
Oh.
And that
hey,
is
the
a
AAV just went down.
It's a little too.
Okay, $27 million.
It's a little too rich from 11 years. That's a commitment for Bichette. Unless we're talking a guy like Guerrero or Fernando Tatis, then.
I threw him in for you. I threw that name out there for you.
I appreciate that.
Don't you have to trade for him, though?
Yeah.
Then, all right, so that, if that begins with Duran.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, so my response
is that
to your,
a problem?
My response to this whole conversation.
Not so much.
I think with the glut of prospects you have, mm-hmm. I'm looking trade market for all of my needs. Trade market for Joe Ryan and trade market for my impact bat, because I feel like the numbers for Alonso and for Schwarber are going to be out of control this offseason.
Yeah, Schwarber just hit 56 home runs at the age of 32.
Right.
He should be able to set whatever market he wants and not take a discount.
It's true.
I feel like he might get a little shorter term deal, though. I don't think he's going to get a massive deal in terms of length. He might be able to swing. You might want to swing a Bregman type deal, or at
three
least
for
offers
120?
Like something where you're like, holy crap, that's a big AAV, but it's a shorter term. Just come here and hit some bombs for a short period of time. This is what I love, though, this talk. And I believe it will be fruitful. I choose to believe that it will be fruitful. I was right last year. They went out last year, and I said they're going to do two massive deals. Did they do two massive deals, Dan Ball? Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
So this year?
Two more.
Two
massive trades.
Okay, so
that counts. That absolutely counts.
That's, I'm just saying.
Let's work under that, guys, just to wrap this up, and then we'll move on to Fitzy's, because we're sticking with baseball. Say that the Red Sox are working on that same rule. Two massive deals this offseason. Andy Hart, your two massive players that are added are who?
Oh, I think I. So, does Bregman count? You don't. Does he count?
Mm-mm.
No.
I think at this point he kind of has.
Okay, so I have to let him go then.
Yeah,
because I would do Joe Ryan and Pete Alonso.
Okay,
I think that is like Phil's needs perfectly with high end players that change the entire dynamic of what you think of this team heading into the postseason.
Love it. Okay,
goodbye.
Nick.
I want Joe Ryan and I want Pete Alonso.
Okay,
very simple. Like. Been a big fan of both for a long time, and I think they would love. I think Pete Alonso would thrive in this market, and I think Joe Ryan and Crochet is an unstoppable 1-2 punch.
It's an interesting point about both of them too. Major markets, a lot of success, being able to handle that kind of pressure for both Alonso and for Schwarber. I mean, but Andy, what's on the screen to your left?
I just want to say that the 774 nailed it. As long as we keep David Hamilton, right, Andy? Damn right.
Yes,
he wins still you games occasionally.
Is he still in your?
He
is
does.
He still in the My Guy Club?
Occasionally, he wins you games.
It's like, going to hurt so bad when he's your opening day second baseman.
Oh, gross.
Wait, what? I don't. Gross. Not even I want that.
How do we feel about Meyer opening the season at third? I like.
I'm fine with that, assuming he's healthy.
Out. Whoa, you're just whoa, out whoa. On him. He's out that? On him in general.
No, I. He needs to earn it. Be healthy for a full season
he's
and prove you can be a major.
He's the best defensive infielder you have.
For the 50 games that he plays before he gets hurt. I'm not putting stock in him being a starting infielder for this team.
Well, that's what you have, Dave.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Perfect.
Well, then you should trade him. If he's not a starting infielder for this team, he should be traded.
Dan has offered to drive him to the friggin' airport.
Oh, for Tatis.
Or Joe Ryan.
Okay.
Or any significant player that I can trust to play a full season.
This is going to be fun. This is all I promise.
That's right.
Is this going to be fun? We're going to get to do this for a significant period of time, talking about significant players, and that is fun.
Absolutely, and it was proven over the last 10 minutes or so that it's fun already, and we can dream.
And speaking of fun, how about that World Series? three-point stance segue.
Oh, wow. 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Stanley may have the audio, please.
Double play. Two out. Three out. Dodgers. 2年連続の world champion.
Blood sport?
Yes, it was. That was the final call. Well, for some in Toronto, it may have been with the disappointment that those Jays fans were feeling. Many of them are probably Leafs fans, so they know it all too well. Yes, that was the call in Japanese. Radio, TV, doesn't really matter. At the end of the World Series, in what was an absolute classic, I think universally agreed, if our text thread is any indication, that's one of the best World Series, that's one of the best Game 7s any of us have watched, witnessed, and enjoyed, and it was worth staying up for, and I'm glad, so glad, in the end, that the Dodgers won, because you know what? I found that Dodgers team to be incredibly likable. Will Smith, likable guy. Miguel Rojas, unlikely hero. Guys like Páez, absolutely truck-sticking. Kike in the outfield over there to make that clutch catch later on. Max Muncy, God, everybody would love to have one of those guys. And, of course, the superstars like Sasaki, Shohei Ohtani, and the newest member of the Outside of Boston My Guy Club member for me, that would be Yamamoto. Because let me tell you, I was more impressed. I remain more impressed overall with Yamamoto than I do Shohei Ohtani. His effort, pitching a complete game in Game 2 and then coming back on the road in a must-win game, going six innings for the win, and then warming up the next night for a 50-pitch, three-inning win in which he threw in the same inning a fastball, a slider, a cutter, a curve, all for strikes. The dude is unbelievable and may provide almost as much value over the long haul as Shohei Ohtani. Good for you, Dodgers. Congratulations on the win.
You are such a flip-flopper.
Oh, yep. Top rope, Steve.
Such a flip-flopper.
Well, a lot of people say I look just like John Kerry, so it's probably on brand.
You do kind of look like John Kerry.
I know. Huh? When I met him person, I was like, wow, you look like tall me.
You and everyone else were, let's go Blue Jays. And I'm like, America.
I said, if the Blue Jays win, that's great. And that's also a sign for Boston that, hey, if you kind of restyle, if you style your offseason to the Blue Jays, then good for you. But at the beginning, before the World Series, I picked the Dodgers and said I was rooting for the Dodgers because I don't mind spending money and I'm also okay with the way they've done it. People that are like, ow, the $420 million team won. Until baseball sets a salary cap and a salary floor, then what the Dodgers are doing is perfectly legal, and I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, I just got a text. Someone, I guess the bandwagon just pulled up for you out front.
Yeah?
You did say you were rooting for the Dodgers.
I did.
And then you said you were rooting for the Blue Jays.
I said it was okay if the
and
Blue Jays
And now you're
won.
Back to happy
Absolutely.
That the Dodgers won.
And
so
also,
I believe that's the definition of flip-flopping.
Okay. And I'm comfortable
okay,
with it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
as
it's fine.
As
yeah, I'm
comfortable
completely comfortable
now
with
I need
it.
To call you out.
Okay. Nope, I didn't back nothing up. The only thing that was backing up is the Brinks truck to pay all those people on the Dodgers and whatever kind of rings they're going to get, good for them.
How many hits did Yamamoto have? How many times did he score runs in that
18 Andy, who was the MVP? Who was the MVP of the World
no,
Series?
But you said you're more impressed with what he's
with what
doing.
He did in the World Series, yes.
Yeah, I don't know that I can go to that.
Okay, complete.
The guy was up till 3 in the morning, went 9-for-9 in terms of getting on base, and then started 14 hours later.
Yeah, but how did he do?
And gave up a 3-run bomb to Bo Bichette as
that
well.
That could happen to
Look,
anybody.
He's fine. He's a, dude, everybody under the sun is equally impressed. This is like sort of saying that like you're impressed with Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase. Everyone's on board. They're the greatest receivers of the last decade and maybe for years to come. Everyone's on board and loves Shohei Ohtani. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has not gotten nearly the attention and love. People thought last year was like, okay, he was better this year. The dude might be the best right-handed starter in baseball right now. And I'll tell you, to be able to go six innings one night, get the win on the road, you know, nuts on the table, and then the next night come around 50 pitches at midnight and throw most of them for strikes against that lineup.
So
with
he's
those
in
odds,
like Kurt Schilling land. He's in like one of these
Randy
great
Johnson,
postseason
like Randy
pitchers.
Johnson land.
Right, and that's perfect.
Randy Johnson is
and
one of the all-time
pitchers.
None of
them are in Shohei land where you hit and then you pitch.
I left that World Series. I knew what Shohei could to do and what he was capable of. I did not know Yamamoto was that good.
Well, he was pretty good. Dan, we were talking about it because he had back-to-back complete games. We were running the numbers
right.
in terms
he's
of Schilling
stud.
And other guys and all. Yeah, he's an absolute stud. And he's also another, I believe, sort of miscalculation for the Red Sox in terms of Asian import players.
It was 12 for 320, I think he got.
Like, they thought that was too much. Clearly, it wasn't.
No,
right?
It's not.
And yet, you know, whether it's my guy, Yoshida, who
yep.
earmuffs, I love you, but probably not worth 18 point whatever million dollars a year.
Ruzne Castillo was one of those
Castillo's
guys.
Castillo's one of the worst of all.
6 for 72, just lit on fire. And by the way, whatever the odds are, Dan, if we get a chance to check, maybe I'll do so at the break after your 3-point stance. I'm sure the World Baseball Classic betting odds have opened. The house, the family, the farm, maybe one of the two kids right on Japan to win. I mean, are you kidding?
Which kid?
Probably the older one.
Oh, Ryan Warsawski would be proud.
The younger one still has a chance.
And Fitzy will be reading an apology next second.
the wife knows. I mean, we've all read Sophie's Choice.
It was written by your wife, if that is the case. But yeah, it was. I was racking my brain. I think it's the second. I was born in 1998. I think it's the second best World Series of my lifetime. The Cubs in Cleveland at the time, Indians won, was unbelievable with the history that was attached. But I mean, this one with the entire country of Canada. There was a clip, and I forgot to send it, of the Edmonton Oilers in the middle of their game in Edmonton, all the way across Canada. They stood up and started cheering when they thought that Connor Falefa scored the game-winning run, then to just have it reversed. So proof positive that the entire country was behind Toronto. It was unbelievable.
How's that guy going to sleep for weeks?
Oh, no.
Knowing that you were...
Where's your secondary lead, man?
Less than half a footstep. Like, you were Will Smith spikes away from scoring the game-winning
run. Nate Eaton's like, you're fine.
All right, we got to get.
Spiz doesn't get it.
We got to get to Marcus Jones, so I will do mine very quickly, and I'm doing mine on the a developing theory that I have with the two winner teams at TD Garden. There are two head coaching offices. One's been occupied by Joe Mazzulla the last couple years for the Celtics. The new one for the Boston Bruins, occupied by Marco Sturm. And I think we're having a changing of the guard, if this wasn't already the case, of who the best head coach is at TD Garden right now. That's Andy's guy, Marco Sturm. A couple examples to show you. Casey Mittelstadt, benched against Utah by Marco Sturm, comes back, scores 4 points over the next three games and 6 in the 70s played. Murat Huznadinov gets scratched, goes to the top line, scores a goal. 2 starts for Jonas Korpisalo, then Sturm goes back to Jeremy Swayman, who makes 28 saves on 29 shots, .966 save percentage in a win against Carolina. He's pushing all the right buttons, including this one about Mason Lorai, and this is what Sturm had to say about it.
He should be pissed. He should be very pissed. He should be upset. You know, I think that's the goal, having him out there and be a little bit different when he comes back, right?
I love the way that Marco Sturm is operating with this roster, a roster that is deficient in talent, and we've known that from the beginning, but he's establishing a culture of accountability for his guys. He's getting the most out of his players to this point, players that don't have a ton more to give than they're giving, and I love the way that he is making something out of a team that looked like they were about to disappoint this season.
Well, the Celtics, I mean, they win in their revenge match in the Emirates Cup game on Friday. And then go home Saturday night and get their basketballs waxed and handed to them by the Houston Rockets. No counterpunch from your... Mazzulla's not one of your guys.
No, Mazzulla is definitely not one of my guys. I was just wondering, has Marco Sturm infiltrated your my guy list? Do we now share Marco Sturm on our my guy list?
I mean, I don't want to take him away from you, so I won't claim him as my own. But I will say that's fair. I had him on Saturday from 11-1, and I'm just extremely impressed. I had very, very low expectations. You guys know he was low on my list of candidates for the Bruins, but what he's done so far, I'm really impressed with the culture he's setting early.
Dude, to what end?
I don't follow your question.
To what end in terms of this year, but also the future? Like, where do you think his... like, we're talking about Vrabel as a Super Bowl winning head coach, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the vision. He's going to set a culture and a foundation that will/could win a Super Bowl in the future. To what end is Marco Sturm your guy and what you like in terms of what he's doing with a deficient roster and what might be able to do down the road?
I worry that he's not your Stanley Cup champion winning coach when you get to a point where your roster matches that kind of expectation. But I think for a bridge coach that keeps you competitive while you try to rebuild, wait for James Hagans, wait for these young guys that you've drafted, I think he's doing the best at that specific expectation.
Oh, is
right
that
now.
What he is? He basically just like managing the junkyard until all the good stuff comes in?
Well, at very least, yes. We'll see what happens. He's a former Bruin, so obviously they get all the rope in the world, as Neely and Sweeney have proven. But with what he's being tasked right now, I've been very impressed.
He's also an NHL coach, and most of them are don't buy too many green bananas kind of world.
Because, yeah, especially first-timers.
You either didn't live up to high expectations, or you lived up to low expectations, and we bring in the next guy. Like, you're kind of in a tough spot there. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk to our guy Marcus Jones, the newly rich defensive player of the month, who had some struggles against Drake London. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, class of 1998 in terms of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.